You're listening to Savor on the Jefferson Exchange. My name is Will Smith. I'm your host. This is a show where we talk about food. We like to keep it local. And in that vein, I'm very happy to have Eden Sempft as my guest today. She is the owner and baker at Home Restaurant and Bakery in Ashland. Just recently opened.
Yeah, just October.
So great. So congrats. I'm familiar with your baking for many years. And so happy that you have brick and mortar now. It's kind of a big space.
Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got interested in food.
Well, I grew up on the East Coast in Pennsylvania and largely influenced by my grandma and great aunts, like Pennsylvania Dutch style cooking.
Yeah.
I was very fortunate to travel to Europe a lot as a kid, so I'm introduced to chocolate mousse and all those yummy, delicious things at a young age, which made an impression.
Is it so funny about just the introduction of a variety of things, how that colors your whole life?
Yeah, yeah.
So lots of travel.
Lots of travel.
And the best part of travel is the food aspect.
Of course. I don't care about anything else. No, I mean, the art and stuff is lovely, but just like meandering streets and finding the local bakeries and coffee shops.
Yeah, and you learn so much about the culture too.
Yeah.
By how they're eating.
Yeah.
And then I know that you had started essentially the bakery business, and you're known for gluten-free, pretty much vegan. Yes.
Yeah. When we started, it was kind of by accident during COVID. And our primary focus has been like grain-free, dairy-free, cane sugar-free.
Okay.
We have expanded into using some cream and butter in the retail bakery space. We have some vegan offerings. Originally, as the wholesale brand, we did have a vegan cupcake, a paleo cupcake, and a keto cupcake, but kind of pared that down more to the paleo in the wholesale realm, but we do have vegan options in the restaurant.
And sort of what was your impetus or your philosophy on the restaurant aspect?
Healthy from scratch. I have a background in nutritional counseling as well, so offering really wholesome, healthy foods that people can enjoy and indulge without compromise.
Right. And I love the fact that you're giving people the option, which I think is the key, not only a sit-down establishment, but then you're offering a lot of things that are like kind of grab-and-go items.
Yeah, we've expanded like a whole take and bake section. So we have like a grain-free chicken pot pie, which is a very traditional Pennsylvania Dutch style, but with a grain-free crust. Then we have, some like shepherd's pie with a collie mash, so a little healthier twist on a shepherd's pie, and some other vegan options as well, like a quinoa lentil loaf and a chili pie with a gluten-free cornbread topping.
So good. I was looking at the website last night, and you have a lot of really delicious-looking things.
Thanks.
In addition to the cooking aspect of things, you have a kind of big art background, too, in a variety of different areas.
Yeah, I have an associate's degree in glass blowing and did a lot of glass blowing and glass casting in college, as well as a degree in ceramics. The cake business kind of happened quite by accident, but it was kind of this perfect marriage of my love for food and art with the decorating piece of it. So it's really been a fun journey.
I also love that it's usually two different personalities, who is cooking food versus who's baking, because it's kind of two disciplines, and you're doing both, which I'm very usually someone gravitates to one or the other, but I love the fact that you're kind of combining both.
Yeah, I mean, I love both. I will say baking's like my passion project more.
I knew that.
I mean, but I also really enjoy making savory food as well, and they are really different how you approach them. One is more of like an art. I mean, I would say bakery is a baking is a science.
Science, right.
Cooking is an art, but then there's the art side of decorating to the baking.
Sure, sure. And you're doing custom orders too for For baking.
We will be launching that. We still have our old Trees and Water website up where you can place custom orders. I haven't been fully promoting that in-house as we get our bearings and, you know, our rhythm with the restaurant and bakery all in one, under one roof. But yes, we still do have that. We've done a lot of wedding cakes over the years and birthday cakes, and it's been really fun to offer people, especially with dietary restrictions, wedding cakes where they think they can't find someone to make the cake for their special day.
So yeah. And that's a I would be not very happy doing wedding cakes for people. It's I always find it that they're not always on their best behavior. But anyway, needless to say, I also you're kind of in a storied location there from a restaurant that had been there for previous years. And did you do a little bit of a, you know, tilt of the hat to them, given your menu?
Yeah, I think they did a really good job of cultivating like healthy offerings for the community. So I wanted to continue with that because I know it's important, and we don't have, well, I mean, I'm sure there are other options in the community as well, but I know that was a staple.
And do you feel like it's going to be more of a kind of a daytime spot or evening spot, or have you figured that out yet?
You know, some days we're busier in the day, some days more in the evening, but I do think moving more to daytime is what I would like to see.
Yes. It's good to have one or the other, I think.
Yeah.
There's only one of you.
Yeah. I'm more of an early morning person, right. I would prefer, I think, that.
Yeah. It's tough working those nights, and all of the hats off to the restaurant people out there. It's tough job.
Yeah, and offering some form of healthy breakfast eventually is
great.
In my idea bank.
And I think great for that location, too.
Yeah.
Just as a reminder, you're listening to Savor on Jefferson Exchange. My name is Will Smith. I'm your host, and my guest today is Eden Senft of Home Restaurant and Bakery in Ashland. What's your address there?
1640 Ashland Street in the Ashland Shopping Center.
Super. So everybody, you know, please check out Eden's website and definitely come check out the restaurant. So let's talk more about the restaurant. I know you have a lot of really great ideas of different options, and I'm sure that's a complete learning experience. Get to learning your customers and who's there during the day, and how's it been?
It has been an evolutionary learning process, that's for sure. I'm used to like the wholesale bakery with a couple employees and custom orders. I mean, I do have some farmer's market background, so customer interface there, but that's totally different.
Right. No, I would imagine. It's funny just speaking for myself, getting more into retail establishment versus freelance, yeah, the public rules the roost, and it takes a definite talent to deal with them every day.
Yeah, and it's like learning to multitask in a different way, because the like just focus on what you're making piece isn't there as much. It's like somebody has a question in the front, an employee has a question over here. There's, you know, a lot of different facets happening all the time.
And then so you want to go through a little bit of let's talk about your like options for baked goods.
Okay, so you know, traditionally in our wholesale model, we've offered cupcakes and cookies at several stores around the area, as well as our custom orders. But in-house, we have quite a variety. We have, you know, carrot cake, we have German chocolate cupcakes, we have cake truffles, we have 7-layer bars that are amazing. If you have not tried them, they're vegan. Oatmeal cream pies, whoopie pies.
Oh, wow.
My absolute favorite are the pistachio fig love bites. They're a little like tea cookie that I developed with pistachio extract and dried figs.
Mm, they sound good.
They are my favorite.
So good. And then a plethora of salads.
Yeah, and, you know, I have an idea incubating about a salad bar kind of thing, so we'll see how it goes. But at the moment, yeah, we have some different salads on the menu, probably more coming seasonally. We kind of pulled back with it being colder soup season. Come spring, we'll probably have different varieties, so check back.
Nice, and then entrees.
entrees. We have a variety of different bowls, kind of flavors from around the world, I would say. You know, a new one that's really yummy is chimichurri, that we have a chimichurri sauce, and then you can choose either house-made bone broth, chicken broth, or vegan broth ladled over it, and a choice of protein with a variety of vegetables. That's very yummy.
That's great.
You know, and then we have, like, some really delicious curries that are more of, like, a southern Indian-style curry, vegetable and chicken. Yeah, so just a different variety and different flavors from around the world.
And then grab and go. So these things are frozen items that are kind of like made to pop right in the oven?
Yeah, exactly. The chicken pot pie, you know, from frozen.
You have to alert the SOU football team.
Okay.
Because I think they might be good customers for you.
All right. yeah, just cover it with foil and pop it in the oven at 350 for about an hour, you know, if it's frozen. If it's thawed, maybe 20 minutes.
Okay, so you were good enough to bring me a baked off, grain-free crust and a good Pennsylvania Dutch chicken pot pie recipe.
Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna have a taste. Entertain yourselves. Can I just say, one of my, you know, lifetime favorite meals is a chicken pot pie. So delicious. That's fantastic. What is in the crust?
It's almond flour, coconut flour, arrowroot. That does have grass-fed butter, salt.
It's delicious.
Yeah.
Does that take a little bit of experimentation to get that kind of a dough right?
Yeah, that crust took a lot of experimentation.
I bet only because of all those ingredients involved.
Right? Yeah, to get it flaky and right. And yeah, it took a bit. It
has an excellent, excellent flavor.
There's been many iterations that my kids were not so pleased with until we got to the one that was pleasing
to all.
That is
so great. You have an in-house testing service?
Yes.
That is so good.
And kids have no filter.
Right. I think that could be very helpful for you. Okay, in addition to chicken pot pie, shepherd's pie,
yes.
I would imagine.
Yeah, we have a shepherd's pie. We use a local grass-fed organ blend, and that is topped with a collie mash rather than potatoes, so a little bit of a healthier iteration.
Nice.
That's very yummy. We have a black bean chili pie with a gluten-free cornbread topping, so bake it in the oven, or pop
really
it in the
too.
Oven, bake it. It bakes the cornbread, and it's like an all-in-one.
Nice.
And then we have a vegan quinoa lentil loaf also.
Super. And so in addition to that, you also, of course, you love soups, which I love too.
We do love soups. We have quite a variety. A fun, popular one that I didn't really expect to be so popular is our nourishing nettle. It's in our chicken broth. It has shiitake mushrooms, carrots, celery, onion, and nettles, which we were starting with ones that I actually every spring for years have gone out with my kids to this patch that we know and wildcraft the nettles and dry them. So I started making it with the nettles we had wildcrafted, and it became popular that we have exhausted that supply until the spring, and I have found a local source of organic nettles to order. And so
that's
we continue
amazing.
On with that one, and people really like it. It's in the freezer, and we also sometimes have it on special as well.
So amazing. So you're in the that new, well, it's not a new center, but you're in the center with the new grocery outlet there. I'm sure that's going to bring you a lot of customers. Kind of revitalize that little strip there.
Yeah, we've had some new people pop in that weren't familiar previously who just popped over from shopping. So we'll see where that goes. But it's been fun to see, and, you know, some good feedback from people who have just stumbled upon it because of Grocery Outlet.
Well, that's great. Well, if I can vouch for the chicken pot pie, pretty amazing. You have really created something great here, and I wish you all the success, and I hope that all our listeners have a chance to, you know, check out the website first and then go in and meet Eden at her home restaurant.
Thanks, Will.
Yeah. Thanks so much. This has been Savor on the Jefferson Exchange. My name is Will Smith. I'm your host, and you can find us at jeffexchange.org on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Again, thank you, Eden, and eat well, everybody.